within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction, roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company today, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate, 314-781-9000.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea.
Come on, Lauren.
We're about to get Pinions.
That was her Tony Clifton voice.
Who's Tony Clifton?
Well, I knew you'd say it.
Oh.
Tony Clifton was the alter ego of, what's his name?
Andy Kaufman.
Oh,
remember the, from the movie?
Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey.
The bad lounge act guy.
Tony Clifton came out of talking like this. And like some kind of gangster or something. Like that bear's that kind of guy, you know, Tony Clifton.
Uh-huh.
If you want, I can do the whole show.
I got it.
Okay, then I won't. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 14th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. We're going to tell you where their showroom is and more.
Hey!
Out the window, that's a color around the introductions. I'm going to introduce a guy named Fiona, Eon the Fiona, or something like that. Say hi to your sponsor.
Thanks, Tony. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, you need to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hi, the chick. Everybody wants to say hello. But then, Dapier, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And fries and ice with fries and mouth.
Holy cow.
All right, I'll stop it. Dan Strauss in the house with Trouser Mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, Frank. It's good to be here.
Oh, no.
You know, I know there are people listening. They don't have any idea. What is that sound? What are they doing? Here's the thing. We just don't care. We don't care if you don't get it. We're here, let me make this clear, to entertain ourselves.
That's right.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses find you.
You do? Nobody wants to hear that.
What?
Oh, he says he does an impression of Andy Kaufman doing the Mighty Mouse thing.
All right.
Only he does it with a mouthful of what?
Cheese.
No, nobody wants to hear that with a mouthful of cheese. That's stupid.
What?
How about it for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra?
Woo-hoo! And that was funny when he did it.
Well, that's the first time I ever saw Andy Kaufman was on Saturday Night Live, and he had that record player that doing that stupid Mighty Mouse. I thought that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was so stupid that it was hilarious, and a lot of it was his facial expression and just his presence.
He'd stand there the whole time. That's
guy?
All he'd do is, here I come to the save the day, and that's it. And then the
funny.
Rest of it, he just stands there.
Yeah. The good old days. I'm telling you, Saturday night was so pathetic with Will Ferrell as the host. Even Kristen Wiig couldn't make it funny.
Wow.
I was sorry that I even bothered to record it.
Now, the week before was pretty good, right?
I forgot who the
Eli Manning was on.
Yeah, that wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. They've had a couple of weak... What's the story that Mick Jagger's going to host? When's that supposed to be?
I think the last finale.
Yeah.
And then the Stones should be the
I'll bet that's funny. How can that not be funny? We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You cannot imagine, folks, how big a kick I get out of when I listen to the radio, which is not very often, but when I do and I hear people selling things and they don't know what they're talking about. And I know they know nothing about the company. They haven't bought anything there. They've hardly even been there except to go, hey, you know, thanks for advertising with us. And they're reading every word. Here's what I know about Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. First of all, I know Thompson Price very well and his wife Candy, and I know them as friends, and I know him as a guy who runs a terrific business and knows what he's doing when he remodels kitchens and bathrooms. Now, the way we got to know him is we hired Thompson Price, his company, to remodel our kitchen. That was the first project. And we were so happy with it, about a year later, and this goes back like 18 years ago, about a year after that, we had a bathroom done. And then a year or two after that, we had another bathroom done. Then we had an addition put on the house. And part of that addition was going to be a master bathroom, and we had Thompson Price do that. You don't go back and keep having somebody do work for you unless you're very happy with what they did. There are people who will work cheaper, and that's what their work is, cheap. And that's the kind of thing you're sorry you did down the road. You don't want that. You want to do it right if you're going to do it, so that way down the road you look at it and you go, you know what? This is one of the smarter things we ever did with this house, was having somebody do it who really has a vision, who really knows how to put an incredible kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room together. Their showroom is on Manchester. It's about a half mile east of 270 on the left-hand side if you're going east, next to McAllister's Deli in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx in De Pere. They are not affiliated with any other kitchen and bath place. It's just Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Go to this website, thompsonprice.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clevland.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Bill.
Good. I promised everybody on Friday I'd remind everybody again, but tonight's the Johnny Carson documentary on PBS.
Yes, I've got it all set up.
I don't know if it's at 7 or 8. But
I think it's at 8.
2 hours, all about Johnny Carson. I think that'll be great. I hope it's great.
Well, it's the first of its kind. There's never been a documentary.
Yeah.
It took years to get the permission to do it. And it's
fine. I think about 14 or 15 years. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Should be good.
Well, thank you. You're the one that gave us the heads up on that. Thank you for that.
All right. I'll take credit anytime I can get it.
All right.
Well, Jessica Simpson has signed a deal with Weight Watchers for $3 million.
No, that doesn't sound like enough.
Yeah, it works out to about almost a dollar a pound.
Whoa!
Yeah. Whoa! I like Jessica Simpson. That's a little joke there.
I like it.
Well, a female Texas constable is being sued for sexual harassment. She allegedly forced a male deputy to motorboat her breasts.
Yeah.
Ironically, this male deputy was really busy with police work. Literally, he was up to his neck in busts.
That's a good one. I get it.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, but trying to force your coworkers to motorboat your breasts isn't exactly new. I mean, John Hadley's been doing that to the sports department for years.
Oh.
He motorboats the microphone.
Yeah. That's right.
And finally,
what kind of guy files a complaint when a big-breasted woman says, motorboat my breasts?
Well, you know what I
saw. What if she looked like Janet Reno or something?
Yeah, I saw her picture.
Oh, okay.
Keon wouldn't care. He'd do it then.
Yeah, I would still do it, but yeah, not every. It's not for everyone.
Keon's a professional.
The fallout continues after President Obama reversed his stance and came out in favor of gay marriage. Some people, I guess, will do anything to get tickets to the Tony Awards.
Oh,
man.
What I had to do is ask. The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Bye.
Now, I'm sure there are people out there going, what's motorboating? Hmm. You know there are. Maybe a lot of the older people.
Hmm.
Explain it, Peon.
All right. Well, hopefully, step one, you get the woman to take her shirt off and expose her naked breasts.
Yes, you got to do
and
that.
And then you would place your
face
in the cleavage area.
and swish it back and forth to and fro.
Thus, the motorboating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good explanation.
Well, that's nice.
I hope I handled it delicately enough.
Do we have any complaints? That was Peon that explained it.
He's an expert.
I chose not to. All right, we're going to close out this Window World St. Jude thing. I'd like to close it. I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll shut up about it, and you won't hear us begging again for money. We have an unbelievable $3,800. I could run down the list of names, but I'll give you a couple. We have $1,100. That's the bid to sit at our table this coming Saturday night for the trivia night. Window World Cares, the charitable arm of Window World, where all the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. We have $1,000 just as a donation from Vicki. We have several $100, $200, and $300 donations, and each $100 is good for an entry into a drawing where the winner gets to come in and sit in with us for an hour. So we're $3,800. We're $200 away from just a nice, big, round, fat $4,000. We want that $200. We're not above just flat out saying, give us $200. And to the gentleman who called and bid 50, thank you. What was his name? You remember? Get his name. Some guy called and couldn't afford 100, enough for a chance to the, still gave $50.
Aaron.
So doesn't that mean we need 150?
His daughter has cancer and is going through chemo.
We don't want an odd number. I want the 200. I want to go. If it's 4,050, so be it. But she's got a point. 150 would put us at 2,000. I mean, 4,000. And somebody at 150 still gets a chance. So 314-969-KTRS. We'll take 150. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Let's put this thing to bed, and let's be real proud of all of ourselves. And as I said earlier, even those of you who couldn't participate or bid on that seed or make a donation, if you thought about it and thought you'd like to if you could, then you know what? You're going to heaven too. Because that's just about as good as doing it when you can't afford it. I went this weekend to the lake and went to Pistols Plus. Took my daughter and we went down to the pistol range. What an amazing shot! To the young men listening, let me tell you something. If you mess with my daughter, her grouping—that's what you call the bullet holes in the target. Her grouping was tighter and closer together even than mine, and I shot a lot and. I was stunned at what I saw, but thrilled, because if you're a scumbag and you decide to mess with my daughter, she put a bullet between your eyes. You need to know that. So that was a good to go to Pistol Plus. Every time I go, I meet at least one or two listeners there. So, Kevin, it was nice to meet you, and I'm sorry I forgot the other person's name. Let's see, Magic City, now my favorite TV show. I think it's on the Stars channel on Friday nights. Don't know what else to tell you. It takes place in, 59 to 1960, as you're crossing over from the 50s into 60. And did you see the segment on CBS Sunday Morning on Alex Trebek?
No, yeah. I have it recorded.
I don't know anything about him. I don't watch Jeopardy. But, wow, was it interesting. This guy is really interesting. His home, he has a garage, and he took the camera crew in there. And he said, anything that happens at my house, almost anything I can think of, I can fix it, and I have the parts for it. And they went into his garage. He bought out a hardware store that was going out of business.
Holy
cow. He has every kind of PVC pipe, screw, bolt, nut,
tool. Wow.
It's unbelievable.
He doesn't look like a guy that would do that.
And they're all labeled. He knows where every... If you said, I need a... thermal valve clincher, twist of hex for a 9/16 inch. He's got it. It was incredible. And he's pretty handy. He said, I think I could just fix and repair and replace any part of anything that would go wrong in this house. That was pretty interesting to see that. In Phoenix, last Thursday, there was a baseball championship. And Our Lady of Sorrows, which is a fundamentalist Catholic school in Phoenix, forfeited the championship. You see this?
Yes.
Because of a girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Forfeited the championship because they wouldn't play Mesa Prep because Mesa Prep's second baseman is a girl.
That's, yeah.
What the heck?
Unless there's some
Her name
rule
is
in
Paige
there.
Sulzbach. She's a high-level softball player. The school she went to didn't have a softball team, so she tried out and made the baseball team. And this other bunch of putzes wouldn't even play because she was on the team.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember what their rationalization was.
If you want to send a message that a girl shouldn't be on the team, then beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what they're afraid of? They were afraid that they get beaten by a team with a girl.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
What a stupid story. And now that that news is out, that school looks like a bunch of schmucks, I think. You can probably tell by the tone in my voice, I am giddy and excited and at the same time full of sorrow. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah. It's mixed emotions.
I bet you thought to yourself, he's got mixed emotions.
Yes, I did.
Well, here's why. I'm excited because the jury has acquitted of murder rapper Lil Boozy.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank you, Tina. Jurors deliberated for an hour before returning the verdict. Before it was read, Judge Mike Irwin warned those in the courtroom not to make any emotional outbursts. Still, many sobbed quietly when the verdict was announced. Rapper Lil Boozy, real name Torrance Hatch, had been, potentially could have gone to jail for gunning a man down in his home in 2009. The foreman of the 12-person jury said, "You've been found not guilty." And
self-defense, they say.
I believe so. All that matters to me is that Lil Boozy is not going to jail.
Yeah, we get some more.
I'm so excited.
Lil Boozy hits.
You say, "Well, why are you sad?" Here's why. Riverdance is saying farewell.
Oh!
I didn't mean to bring you down. Making its final tour.
That Michael Flatley, is he still involved?
Well, that's
with
Lord
the
of the Dance.
Oh, this is just
this
river
is River Dance. Holy mackerel! I hope we still get to keep Lord of the Dance. Let's not take them both away from us.
What's the reasoning?
You know, I don't know. I just says Journey is coming to an end, at least in North America. Last chance to see River Dance in St. Louis when they come here.
Yeah,
I'm there, dude. Tell you that. Now we have a mom in this next story who is. She's very upset because her 11-year-old son went to a party last week, and evidently one of the moms discovered that on one of the kids' phones, had a smartphone, they had accessed a site and there were pornographic images on it. It's being called by the mom a confusing nightmare for this boy. He was exposed to what she says was a bombardment of porn on mobile devices that boys had at this party. Here's her quote. "The night that he had to endure makes me sick to my stomach." Her son, Ben, was shown explicit videos and other images by two other grade school
children. This last name, Dover?
You know what? I don't think that's very funny.
No.
Ben Dover. Tina Delpiez, everybody. That's the real Tina right there.
Yep, there's the filth, foreign filth.
The filth?
Here's what his mom says. "I am devastated at the loss of his innocence, and I would like for this to be a warning to other parents." Well, here's my warning to other parents. If you give your kids smartphones and they can access the internet with them, you think Ben here, this is the first time he saw?
Right.
No.
Well, I totally agree with the mom. I mean, you gotta ease into that stuff. Start off with some, you know,
softcore.
Well, yeah, or just some cleavage shots first. You know, you gotta ease them into
access
that.
Access Playboy's website.
You can't just go head first right into some
hardcore
stuff.
No, you have a point. Yeah. And she says that she's shocked that these boys knew exactly where to go and what to look for to get this stuff.
Yeah, boy. That's,
she says, "My son was an innocent, naive little boy, and that all changed in one night."
He's a grown man.
She says, "My son was not titillated by that at all."
No.
Yeah, right, Mom.
Titillated.
I'm sure he's never going to go search this on his own now that he knows where to get it.
Her 11-year-old son, Ben, was disgusted. He was upset. Embarrassed and ashamed.
Why? Because he had to do it.
Well, let me tell you something. I remember when I was 11 and 12, and I saw some stuff. No. I was embarrassed, and I was disgusted. I remember being disgusted.
Yeah.
Some kid showed me a Playboy or something.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, "Hey, Jimmy, you're disgusting me." That's what I said.
I couldn't stop looking at it.
Yeah. Don't disgust me.
Those things are supposed to feed babies. What are they doing with those things?
I feel her pain.
Yeah. Oh. I feel her.
I don't want to feel this guy's pain. Santa Ana. That's California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Get this deal. They've dismissed a lawsuit this guy filed at the South Coast Medical Center in Laguna Beach. Guy says he suffered excruciating pain and trauma. Wait till you hear what happened here. Gregory Harry, quadriplegic, being treated at the medical center in June of 2009. He had to have catheters to urinate, so he always had to have a catheter. If you don't know what that is, it's a tube up your wiener. And a custodial worker at the hospital tripped over a hose connected to the catheter and ripped it out of his wiener.
Oh.
Nurse gave him pain medication, made several unsuccessful attempts to reinsert the catheter. Now you got more pain.
Oh, man.
Wow. He says he suffered excruciating pain and trauma, permanent injury, and loss of functionality. And that even worsened his problems with incontinence. And they threw it out.
I think he deserves something. I don't know what he was asking for, but
I say an appeal is in order there. And happy birthday. It's the 250th birthday of the sandwich. And we've all heard, I guess, the story that a sandwich mm-hmm. was a place, right?
Over in England, yeah.
Does it still exist?
I think so.
And the Earl of Sandwich had ordered beef served between slices of bread so that he could eat while he continued to play cards. And his friends at the card game said, "I'll have the same as Sandwich." They called him Sandwich, the Earl of Sandwich. And apparently,
that's how it was born.
Yeah, now you know, as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest of the story.
Yeah.
No, that's Paul Harvey that said that.
What was it?
Paul Harvey said
good day.
So happy birthday to the sandwich.
I think the family still runs a sandwich shop over there, you know,
The Earl Sandwich.
Yeah, they do. I saw
yeah,
TV.
It's on 60 Minutes Sunday morning.
That was,
yeah.
That was great. Hey, Facebook is going to go public here. This is going to be, they say, the biggest IPO ever, worth more than Disney, Ford, Kraft Foods, $100 billion. That's what it'll be worth when it hits the market. And there's a horrible story here. I probably won't do that, but what I will do is mention that... Is that FBI guy still on the loose? You don't hear this very often. You got a rogue FBI agent. This guy apparently snapped. Southern California, they're looking in the mountain terrain. This is the second day now. They started... today's the third day, unless they caught him and I didn't see the news. Said he was despondent, potentially suicidal. They got 100 FBI agents, 40 sheriff's department rescuers, and a dozen local police officers looking for this guy, Special Agent Stephen Ivins. I got to think that if there's going to be a hard guy to catch, it's an FBI agent.
Oh,
he has seen files.
Training.
I mean, he knows he knows all their tricks. He knows everything they're going to do to come after. He was last seen Thursday evening, he's 35 years old, by family members, distraught. Authorities think he may have harmed himself. I don't know what that means. They just don't want to say it. Killed himself. Mm-hmm. He took his gun and took off. And they didn't say why he was upset or anything else, but unless something's happened since I, you know, had this story and they've caught him, he's still on the run. Ladies, get him, please.
I have an update.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, with an update, let's go live to Dan Strauss. Dan, are you there?
Yes, Frank. We had four different people call in with $100 bids.
That means we are at $4,250.
That's right.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
You know what? We can shut her down now, and we can sleep well. Thank you, everybody. The St. Jude Children's Hospital, thank you. Window World. thanks you. When the World Cares, their charitable arm, thanks you. We did it. We double did it.
Man.
Because it was supposed to be $2,000. That's what. Thank you very much, all of you. And even to those of you who thought about it. Seriously, thank you, too. For Gil, who sent me an email and said, I think it's been a while since you told this joke. Gil, I think you're right. I think it has been a while. So we'll do this joke today. Picture a barber shop, you know, like a regular small town barber shop. And the barber is, it's a one-man deal. It's a one barber, and he's cutting somebody's hair. And then a couple people waiting, three, four people waiting. You know how in those little towns, they don't mind waiting because it's gossip. They sit and chat, read the paper, magazine, whatever, talk about the weather. Guy sticks his head in the door and says to the barber, he says, hey, he says, how long you think it'd be before you could get to me and give me a haircut? And the barber says, oh, he sees a couple people. He says, an hour, hour and a half. He says, all right, and he leaves. And he doesn't come back. A couple days later, same guy sticks his head in the door at the barbershop. There are about five people waiting. He goes, hey, bud, how long you think it'd be before you get to me if I wanted a haircut? He said, oh, man, you're looking at, I don't know, a couple hours. Okay, thank you. And he leaves. He does this again. A third time he does. Same guy. Sticks his head in the door and says, hey, what's it looking like haircut-wise? What do you think? How long? Barber says, ooh, I think a good guess would be an hour and a half. Okay. He leaves. Well, the fourth time the barber sees this guy coming down the street, he tells one of his customers, he says, hey, do me a favor. He says, see that guy coming in here, crossing the street? This guy's been in here like three or four times. Asks how long till a haircut. And I tell him he doesn't come back. There's something funny going on here. He says, when he leaves here, I want you to follow him for me. The guy says, okay. He says, I'll give you a free haircut next time you do that. He says, okay. Sure enough, the guy sticks his head in and goes, hey, how long you think before you get to me? The barber says, oh, hour and 45 minutes, my best guess. All right, thanks. He leaves. He tells the customer, he says, right, go follow that guy. So the customer leaves. About 30 minutes later, customer comes back in. The barber says, did you follow him? He says, yeah. He says, what's the deal? Guy comes in, wants to know how long I'm going to be tied up until he can get a haircut, and he never comes back. Where does he go when he leaves here? The guy says, goes to your house.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Tina, we're looking at westbound 70 now, and out here in the St. Charles, St. Peter's area, looks like we have some stop-and-go traffic from Cave Springs through 370, and then it's slow again, Mid-Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 70, that is jammed up, actually, from, it looked like approaching Highway 170. We weren't allowed to get in there because of Lambert Airspace, but from about 170, as far as I could see, through Bermuda, once you get beyond Bermuda, it looked like it opened up. Southbound 270 is still slow. Page down through Doherty Ferry. We have an accident on eastbound 40 just before Highway 270, and that was moved off to the right shoulder, but eastbound 40, that's still jammed up between Clarkson and Mason. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Hurry into Jersey Mike's Subs for your collectible cup featuring gold medalist Christy Rampone, captain of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Free with your purchase of any combo meal while supplies last. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, this is John Goodman. I spend most of my time away from my home here in St. Louis, but I found a terrific way to keep up with what's happening. I tap the app, the KTRS app that I downloaded to my phone so I could keep up with McGraw, Steve Cochran, Frank and the Gang, and Sports Night. For me, it's a little bit of home.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
When was the last time you searched for yourself online? I did.
And in less than 5 minutes, I couldn't believe the amount of private information that could be found and bought by anyone. Information like my children's name, my political and religious views, my relatives and birth date, and even photos of my house. I felt so violated, and I wanted to do something to protect myself. So I got a free online identity diagnosis at 123DeleteMe.com. 123DeleteMe.com removed more of my information from more sites more thoroughly than anyone else. Plus, they send me a report every few months so I can see exactly where my information is and what's been deleted. I feel good knowing my information isn't out there for identity thieves or anyone else looking to get their hands on it. Your personal information is yours, so protect it. Take the first step now by learning how to delete your information today. For your free online identity diagnosis, go to 123DeleteMe.com. That's 123DeleteMe.com.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36 and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. We've all heard the news about the Smart Loan, and lots of homeowners just like you have been calling and asking the questions. Will this help me? Can this save me money? Can you help me today? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until end of summer, it's never been easier to save you money. Call us today about the Smart Loan, 314-821-9898. 821-9898. I know refinancing your home or buying a home can be one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until end of summer, the time is now. Call us today at 314-821-9898. That's 314-821-9898. Or apply online at smartwholesalelending.com.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is Smart Wholesale Lending.
NMLS number 257970.
Copays and deductibles apply.
This is a public warning to anyone needing to regularly reuse urinary catheters. This practice can lead to severe complications, including bacterial infections, sepsis, prolonged hospitalization, and mortality. It is therefore highly recommended that anyone needing a urinary catheter try a free sample of a revolutionary new disposable catheter, specially designed to be more comfortable and significantly reduce the risks of infection. To try a free sample, simply call 1-800-400-9430. After recent policy changes, Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these disposable catheters per month. The Medical Direct Club will handle all the paperwork with your doctor and discreetly deliver them free to your door. Again, this is a public warning. Regular reuse of urinary catheters can lead to severe bacterial complications. It is highly recommended that anyone needing urinary catheters should call now to try a free sample of a new disposable catheter that significantly reduces the risks of infection. For your free sample, call 1-800-400-9430. That's 1-800-400-9430.
A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more, with service options that respect you and your budget, all under one convenient roof. Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Do, 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 do.
tiny bubble.
To Southern California we go to talk to Mike Evans. Courtesy of Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, and home. Make no mistake, there's only one. No affiliation with anybody else. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. And here is Mike Evans.
And we had one more $100 bid also.
Hang on, Mike. We are at $4,350. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Thank you, donors, all of you. We really, really appreciate. Have your names, and every 100 will be put in for the entry for the drawing, and that's probably going to take place Wednesday. Mike, how are you?
Good, good. We start with a pop quiz question. Johnny Depp and Tim Burton have done 8 movies together. How many of those movies has Johnny Depp seen? None of them? Just one of them? Or has he seen all of them multiple times, and he says he learns from every time he sees them? Answer in just a minute. Gropegate, while Travolta's first accuser was dropped by his attorney, now confirmed that 20 years ago, at the Peninsula Hotel on Fifth Avenue, New York City, Travolta was banned for several years.
Whoa, wait a minute here.
Because of multiple sexual harassment incidents with masseuses that work at the hotel.
All right, let me stop for a second. There's a lot of smoke around this fire. There really is. And you've talked about before how in Hollywood, it's not breaking news. It just seems to me that there's an awful lot of this for it to just be a couple of money chasers. What do you think?
Well, that story's been out there a long time, but I also think some people are going to jump on the bandwagon if they think they can.
Right. Some will be, but when you're banned,
He was banned from the Peninsula Hotel for a couple of years, 20 years ago,
and that was for improper behavior in the massage. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Alrighty. Also, a guy named Bob Zanny, who worked as a masseuse on a cruise ship, says that Travolta offered him $12,000 for sex or to keep quiet after he turned down John Travolta's advancements.
I would have said, you owe me 12 grand for shutting up.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Movie news, a movie called Departure Date is the first movie shot entirely on regularly scheduled airline flights. Huh. It's the brainchild of Sir Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin Airlines. Movie is about a man and woman who meet on a flight and fall in love. The whole movie shot on air flights.
Hmm. Boy, that sounds terrible.
I mean,
one set.
Oh, yeah, just the one
the
set.
The plane. I don't know. Could be good, I guess. We've had a phone booth.
Yeah.
We've had, I guess, others similar.
I don't think we need it. I don't think I want to see it, but Paramount Studios has greenlighted a prequel to The Godfather.
No,
you don't mess with that.
No.
Don't mess with the Godfather.
They didn't learn from Godfather 3?
Yeah, really. This would go back to, like, Marlon Brando's great-grandfather.
Mm.
TV news, Errol Smith will perform on American Idol's finale on May 23rd.
Imagine that.
How'd they get them?
Yeah, imagine that. Shocker, Russell Brand will host MTV Awards again.
Oh, my goodness.
Although last time he hosted, ratings sucked, and so did he.
So how do you get a gig like that again when you blow it the first time?
And will Katy Perry be there?
Probably.
I guarantee not on stage.
Who cares?
Heads up. The new America's Got Talent debuts tonight. What do you think?
No, thanks. I'll pass.
Oh, sure. I'll watch it.
With Howard?
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's going to be very good. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, quick heads up for you. Don't forget the Carson documentary tonight.
On
PBS.
On public broadcast.
There you go.
Yep. It's going to be good. I love Johnny Carson. I mean, that's just me, though.
No, there's nothing or nobody in the same are close to the same category or caliber.
You know what's really odd is it's really odd that I don't think it's actually on in Los Angeles.
Really?
How could that be?
I don't know.
You'll catch
it. No, it's not on. It's not on in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
On public broadcasting. It's boy, that's weird.
It'll roll through there.
But it's not on KCET. Very strange. I heard about this a few days ago, and I looked at the KCET, is the public broadcasting station here, couldn't find it. Real estate news. Meg Ryan?
No.
Oh, she looks pretty good now.
Does she?
Yeah. Bad,
we'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I'll
take your word for it.
Yeah.
She had a cute little body, that Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp are still very much together, and they looked at a 20... I know, it's beautiful. They looked at a $20 million Tribeca condo last week.
Whoa.
Nice.
$20 million condo. And Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are still together. In fact, they're setting up house together. They just purchased last week a $2.3 million house on Long Island. Well, that sounds like a dump.
A shack.
Yeah.
Huh? $2.3 million on Long Island? Come on now.
Somebody's not doing well.
Not doing good at all. Odds and ends, Madonna's album, when it first came out, the MDNA, when it first came out, released full price, it only sold 3,700 copies.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
How about over the weekend, Paul McCartney drew 250,000 people for his Mexico City concert.
Wow. That's got to be one of the biggest concerts in history.
250,000 people.
What could the view be from the last row in that place?
Wow. Yeah, you don't want a cheap seat there.
They had it in a city square in a park.
Wow.
30 seconds, Mr. Abbott.
Oh, you know why this is ridiculous? Oprah was not invited to George Clooney's dinner for the Obamas last week here in L.A. Michelle Obama didn't want Oprah there. Must just come off that hot dog. Yeah. And finally.
Didn't want her there. Wow. Cat fight.
Yeah.
Finally. Johnny Depp, Tim Burton, 8 movies together. How many movies have those movies that Johnny Depp seen? None of them. One of them. Or he sees all of them and learns from them. Watches them over and over again.
Tina.
I'll say none.
I'm saying none.
Zero.
One.
He originally got this idea from Paul Newman. Johnny Depp's never seen one of his movies.
Who got it wrong here? Oh, one person.
I did, yeah. I did it on purpose. Is he gone? Yeah. By the way, I don't believe that. That Johnny Depp has never seen... I don't believe that for a second. Come on.
Christopher Walken has also said...
No, I don't buy it. Early in your career, you want to be a movie star, and you finally get in the movie, and you're not going to watch it. I don't buy it.
Those two are so quirky, though, I believe.
But part of the quirkiness is this BS, and they're lying, and I don't believe that. I do not buy that. I've never seen one of my... Come on. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for over 20 years on this... on this show. Don't think we don't appreciate that. And a lot of people appreciate what they've been able to do for them in terms of saving them money, putting money every month in their pockets they didn't have before because they were throwing that money away in bad loan interest, primarily credit card interest. You do not want, if you're a homeowner, you do not want to, because you do not have to keep paying minimum payments on credit card bills. You use that equity to pay that stuff off. They'll show you how. They're experts at it at American Equity. They'll also talk to you about a bill consolidation. Well, that is a bill consolidation loan. Home equity loan. They'll talk to you about that. Kind of the same thing, except with a home equity loan, you can do whatever you want with the money. Pay for a wedding, cash, be done with it. Pay cash for a car, take a trip, whatever. Use the equity. Use it. And these rates are still at lows nobody thought we'd hang on to. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. It doesn't seem to be getting much relief yet. We are looking at westbound 4064. That's still jammed up from Ballas through Mason, again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, they have cleared that accident at 270, but you're still jammed up from Clarkson up through Mason. Southbound 270, that's bumper to bumper, approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, that was slow between Zumbel and 370, and then Mid River Small Drive through T.R. Hughes, and there were no delays at all, just a little bit off the pace, we'll call it, on eastbound 270 from Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, through May, visit your participating Toyota Dealers Spring Tire Event, where every brand of tire is on sale. Toyota has the right tires at competitive prices. with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
It's a big Monday night on KTRS Tonight. You know, we don't have a lot of these KTRS Tonight shows left, but as long as we're on the air, we're going to provide you with crap you can listen to nightly between 6 and 9. And tonight, some good crap. We got some politics to get to. We've also got some showbiz and some cringeworthy things, too.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank's Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And at Lane House, we trust all our siding business to Royal Building Products and their good, better, best siding options to meet all design choices and budgets. The choice is yours. Use Haven Insulated Siding to save on your monthly bill. Or choose Royal Woodland 25-foot panel for 50% fewer laps. Or Journeyman Select, the only panel in the industry with a double lifetime warranty, including hail. Call Lane House at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's 636-724-2000.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. I've been telling you all about the original $189 window guys, but don't just take my word for it. Window World sales reps carry reference sheets and testimonials from neighbors who have used Window World. Exceptional price, service, and the strongest warranty in the business, that's Window World. Go ahead and shop, but make sure you call Window World before you buy. Window World, simply the best for less. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800, or windowworldstlouis.com.
Hang on a minute. When did McGraw start recording commercials? When did that start?
Yesterday.
I never heard him.
Yesterday or the day before.
Good for him. Way to go, man. Hey, time's up. We're out of here. Thank you, donors, for